Let's go! Dermot and Dave.
Our next guest is all grown up. He's coming to Dublin.
And Belfast.
And Belfast. And his name is Jack Whitehall. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. How are you, chaps?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Good to talk to you. You're going to be coming to the SSC Arena in Belfast on October 6th and the 3 Arena in Dublin on the 7th of October. That's exciting.
Yeah, no, very exciting. I'm currently on a little bit of a hiatus from my tour because I'm about to have a baby, so I'm doing things like painting walls and building prams. And so I imagine by that point, I will be desperate to get out of the house. The baby will have arrived. And I'll be so excited to be in Dublin and Belfast.
All right. So will the Irish dates be the first dates after the arrival of the new baby? Oh, right.
Yeah, that'll be pretty much. So, I mean, I could be a little bit off the rails by then as well. I could be like a blubbering mess on stage and maybe a little bit half cut. But I imagine that could be quite entertaining to watch as well.
Yeah. Our people will be going, wow, I like his new hairstyle, is that gel? You're like, no, that's sick. He's got baby sick in his hair.
I don't remember Jack Whitehall being dead behind the eyes. Fixing us with a 1,000-yard stare.
Is this your first child?
Yes, this is the first one that I know of.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah.
It is tremendously exciting. I mean, obviously, you know,
we have seven between us. We could have given you one or two or seven.
Or four of mine. You can have all four of mine if you want. But, like, Jack, the thing about it is, though, like, you know, these due dates are obviously guesstimates by the experts.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they can be wrong. There's a possibility that you'll be on stage in the 6th or 7th of October and maybe Roxy will be going, Jack, it's happening now. Have you considered that?
That definitely hasn't come into my, until now. But yeah, maybe that is probably a discussion we should have. But everyone's been saying it's going to come early. So I think, the baby's going to come a little bit early, which is why I've been having this panic of getting everything ready. I say I built a pram as well. That I've sold myself up a bit there. Like I did wonder how long it would take me to realize that I would need a man to come and do all of these man tasks. And it was basically the minute it came out of the box. I was like, yeah, this isn't happening.
Yeah, so you've got to be able to assemble a pram. Come on.
No, I couldn't do any of it. I mean, I've had to get a man in for everything other than the conception. That was about the only thing that I was capable of doing myself. But even that, at times, I was like, I think you would enjoy this more if I got a man in.
Yeah, maybe your wife was like, should we just get the man?
Should we get the man in? Yeah. I'll just tap in for the last couple of thrusts.
Whatever it takes, Jack. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Well, you got to save your energy for the tour, obviously.
Exactly.
You know,
prioritizing
yourself,
Jack,
out.
Yeah.
By the way,
I don't want to put my back out.
Dave knows what he's talking about because in terms of when babies arrive, because Dave and myself went to the Euros in 2012 to Poland. And his Mrs. Tracy, due date was the day we went to Poland.
The day we flew out, Jack. And then every morning we'd wake up in our Polish apartment and Dermot would shout in through the paper-thin walls and go, any word from Tracy? And I go, look at my phone and go, no, we're here for another day. And in fairness, my son Sam, who is football mad, he hung on until we got home.
Really?
And then he arrived after Ireland got humiliated by Spain and kicked out of the World Cup. Or the European Cup. But yeah. So it can
I'm
be
not
done.
Gonna lie. I have, like, thoughts like that have also come into my head because, like, one of the due dates, because we're going to do a planned C-section, and I'm whispering because my girlfriend is actually in the room next door. One of the planned dates was on the day of Arsenal United, and I was like, oh, could it maybe be the day before or the day after? I just want to be totally attentive whilst I'm there and not, like, setting up my phone on Now TV in between your legs.
Well, that's
it would be better if I was just present in the moment.
Yeah, you're like, push forward.
Go on, Zaka. I mean,
come on, keep it tight. No, don't. Opposite of that, but at the back.
Well, actually, we heard a wonderful clip of you when you were taking part in the game for Ukraine there recently, and you had a moment where you came all a flutter when Arsene Wenger was in the room. Have a listen to this.
I'm joined by today's managers in charge of Team Shevchenko is the boss of Chelsea Women, Emma Hayes, and managing Team Zinchenko is someone who is responsible for giving me some of the best moments of my life, Mr. Arsene Wenger. Welcome to the studio. Hi, Arsen. So, Arsen, obviously... Oh, are you looking at me?
You're looking at me.
That's so amazing. You love him so much.
I know. It's so weird. It's like, I don't know. I think I'm able to keep my composure in front of most people, but there's something about footballers where you just regress into being a sort of... you know, 13-year-old kid again, and I completely like turned into a full-blown melt when I was interviewing him and was incapable of like holding a proper conversation. But I've done it like every time I meet an Arsenal player. I did it with Thierry Henry as well. Like I lost all composure. I was like silent for a while, and then I think I made a va-va-voom joke and sort of looked through me and walked off. Which, yeah.
Well, look,
I guess mugging off Thierry Henry is probably quite a popular thing in Ireland. But,
I think we've forgiven him now.
Yeah, we understand your fanboyness for the Arsenal.
We certainly do, because Dave is a massive Man United fan, and when Gary Neville came in here, Dave stood up. He stood up out of his chair and with his hands beside his side, like he was making his first Holy Communion, and just stood there looking at Gary, and then eventually went, hello, sir. we weren't aware that he'd been knighted by Sir Gary Neville.
I won't mind. The person who was most freaked out in that situation was him. He was going, what's happening? Why are you saying that? Yeah. And it was so weird. Yeah.
Why are you calling me sir?
Oh, God, I got rid of it.
The indignity now, though, is that I think I'm now of an age, I'm 35, so I'm older than most footballers. So in the past, whenever I've met a footballer, they have at least been older than me. And now, like, I met Bukayo Saka the other day at Arsenal training, because I was doing some stuff there for the game for Ukraine. And I was fawning all over him and turning into a sort of dribbling wreck. And he's like 21 years old. There's something really uncouth about that.
Your little brother.
I know. And I was doing I did the heart hand gesture, which I've seen on like Instagram and stuff. I'm like, that's what young people do. And I'm like, oh God, I'm so gross and tragic. Horrible.
Here, we know that you've got a dog. How do you think Doggy is going to take the new arrival?
I imagine quite jealous as well, because this dog is an absolute piss taker. She honestly, like, she's such a princess, and she struts around the house like she owns the place.
Jack, you walk her in a pram. I've seen photos. Like, you're creating the princess.
Oh, I know. I've not instilled enough discipline. I was even a dog person at all as well. And I was like, this dog, you know, is going to, you know, be really well trained. It's going to sleep downstairs. It now sleeps in the bed every night. I'm just like, you know, I'm trampled over by this dog. And so, that definitely worries me that now we're going to have a child and a dog sort of compete. I'm like the third most important person in the house.
Far down that list. Yeah, that's where dads end up, Jack, I'll be honest with you. Now, come here. One of the tips I got, because I had a dog when all my kids were born, and one of the tips I got was to bring, so, you know, obviously there's a couple of days when the baby will be in the maternity hospital, and then, you know, you'll be able to go home in the evening or whatever, is to bring a baby grow that the child has worn and give it to the dog.
Yeah, what if the dog goes, ay, ay, ay,
well, then you're getting a sign. The idea, of course, is that the smell of the new baby is not to be kind of just introduced immediately as the baby is there, that you get the dog used to it a couple of days beforehand, maybe. So there's a tip for you.
That is a really good piece of advice. Mm. And also sort of feels like advice that I should have been given by someone else prior to this moment. I was on an interview.
Yeah. Random DJ in Ireland.
A couple of comedians. I mean, there should have been one of these professionals that we've been talking to and have mentioned the dog on numerous occasions.
Yeah, although could you imagine you show the dog the baby grow and you go out of the room for a sec, come back in and he's wearing it. sitting up in a high chair going, what's your problem? I thought it was for me.
I mean, you will see a somewhat trend here when I've already mentioned that I got a man in to do all of those tasks. I also got a woman in to try and train the dog at one point,
right,
who paid an absolute fortune, and she came and she was all about positive reinforcement, and she basically spent like 300 quid for her to tell me that if the dog does something good, you give it a treat. And that was literally, she told me that three times. She came three times to tell me that. And she knew that the baby was on the way. And at no point did she say that. She just said, give the dog a treat if it is good.
Yeah. Did she,
well done.
Did you have one of those?
It's not gonna be on your carpet.
The treat clickers. Do they have one of those? You know, the things that go when they makes a noise when you give them a treat.
Didn't even have a clicker. Oh, didn't even have a clicker.
What an amateur. £300
for an hour. Didn't even have a clicker.
That's ridiculous.
I'll pay you another €300 to stop clicking that thing in my house. That's really annoying.
Is it true your parents met in Trinity College?
No, my grandparents did, yeah.
Your grandparents met in Trinity College.
When you were there, Dave, doing your degree.
Hey! I'm as old to Jack as the Arsenal players are to him. Yeah. It's the same relationship.
My grandparents met at Trinity College and they were like, you know, sort of childhood sweethearts, and it's like the most like glorious, like edifying story of a couple meeting. My parents met. My dad was an agent and my mum was a young actress, and my mum wanted an agent and my dad wanted I can't use the word on live radio when he tells this version of the story, and they went out for a couple of dinners and it became very clear that my father had no interest in my mother's professional career and he just wanted a date. And then they ended up getting together and having a baby, me, and then they got married and they've been together ever since. But it's like the most Me Too-y story that I've ever heard, and whenever he tells it, my dad says it like it's romantic, and I'm like, if that was written down in an op-ed, you would be cancelled like on the spot. It's horrendous.
Yeah, but there's a phrase that their generation can use to get out of all these things: different times.
Different time, which was going to be my name, I think.
Your folks are doing their own show now. You've created, you know, you're turning
monsters.
You're saying you're turning your dog into a princess. I mean, you've made stars of your parents.
I know, and it's so strange. They're off doing like live performances now. They'd have a podcast, and they're going up to the Edinburgh Festival next week. And
unbelievable!
They're just like, they're unstoppable. And like, and now I wake up on a hungover on a Sunday morning and turn on the TV, and they're doing like breakfast television, and no one's told me. It's just like, when will it end?
It won't.
Jack, sorry,
we've been attacked here by Noni.
I was outside trying to sell some chocolate out of my primer. Yeah. Instead, I hear this fella going on about having a primer. I just want to make sure he's not coming over here to start selling chocolate to get in on my turf.
I don't think, Jack, you've no plans to sell chocolate in Ireland out of the pram,
do you? No plans to sell any chocolate out of the pram. Don't you worry.
About your kid. Safe. You're not named after Whitehall in Dublin, are you?
No, I'm not.
It's an awful kip. It's a dump.
Terrible, Noni. But what about pram advice?
Oh, yeah.
You're an expert in prams.
No, I bought my pram in 1949 and it's still going strong. It was hand-built by some men.
Was it Suzuki or Kawasaki? I can't remember.
I can't remember. Which one are you going for, Jack, yourself?
Suzuki. I've got the Suzuki pram.
Are you going for one of them bugaboos? Do you know
the bugaboos?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, I didn't even read the box when I opened it. I just got the man straight in.
If there's a picture of a posh goal on the front, that's a bugaboo.
A bugaboo.
A yummy mummy all over the place. Listen, I leave you walking.
Noni, all the best.
Make sure you push the charger on one side and put the chocolate in beside it. All right?
Jack, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Best of luck. Jack, you can get him 6th of October in Belfast SSE Arena, 7th of October, Dublin's 3 Arena. Get your tickets. Go see Jack Whitehall's show. And Jack Whitehall, settle down.
This is the last time I'm going to speak to you together.
It is, Jack.
You're consciously uncoupling.
We are
this is devastating news. Honestly, this feels like January 2016 when One Direction split up. I'm reeling.
You're very nice of you to say, but yeah. But
good on you as well for going out on top on your own terms. Over in England, most of the presenters tend to leave when they've shown a picture of their bottom to someone or received a picture of their bottom from someone. There's normally a bottom involved, and it's nice that you're doing it on your own terms.
Yeah, we've made a solid rule throughout the last 21 years, Jack, that we only show pictures of our bottoms to each other.
Yes. and I finally saw what I didn't like, and now he has to leave.
Yeah.
Jack, it's so good of you to mention that. Thank you so
much. Always a chat to you guys. All right,
great stuff. Yeah. Thanks, Jack.
See you in Ireland. See you, man. Bye-bye.
The brilliant Jack Whitehall there. His show, Jack Whitehall, Settle Down. You can go and see it in Belfast, 6th of October, and Dublin, 7th of October.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m.